Let's turn in God's Word to Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. And we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 22. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1. These are the words of the Lord. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters receded continually from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the waters decreased. Then the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. So it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent out a raven which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. He also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself. And he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out from the ark. Then the dove came to him in the evening. Behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth. And Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth. So he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, which did not return again to him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. And then the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth, according to their families, went out of the ark. And Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took of every clean animal and every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. And the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. And those are God's words. So you remember in the previous chapter, the flood came, and that's the judgment upon the whole world by the flood. And in verse 4 of our passage, the ark came to rest as the waters receded. And through verse 12, Noah sent out the dove to see if the waters had receded enough to go out. And this continued until it did not come back. And then verse 15, the Lord commanded Noah and his family to leave the ark, to bring out all the animals with the command from creation, from the creation account, that they go forth and be fruitful and multiply upon the face of the earth. And there Noah offered a sacrifice at the end of the passage of every clean animal and bird and offered burnt offerings there on the altar. That's why there were, as you look back to the previous chapters, that's why there were more clean animals than just the regular animals two by two. So sacrifices could be made. And he does so, he offers the burnt offerings there on the altar that he had built in worship of the Lord as an offering for sin. Verse 21, that offering was received as a soothing aroma to the Lord. But we also, as we think about that burnt offering, as it was showing, we ought to know that it was showing Noah's faith in the coming Messiah, who would offer himself as a final sacrifice to be the real atonement for sins of himself and his family. And so it is with us when we come to worship this morning and this very day. We come in and through the once for all sacrifice of Jesus Christ for us. Only through his sacrifice are we not cursed or judged forever, but we are blessed forever. And so you again are called to come to God by faith through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ alone. And the promise to you who do is that you will be blessed forever. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we are thankful for the once for all sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for us. His blood shed, his body given all so that we might come and worship, entering into the Holy of Holies before your throne. We're thankful that through his sacrifice, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And that you bring us before the mercy seat to praise your name. And Father, what a great Savior we have, a great Redeemer. How awesome is his name. And Father, we're thankful for, as we heard already, his government, that he sits on the throne, that he reigns over all and rules over all nations and leaders and kings and presidents and governors and mayors. And Father, we're thankful that you have given us that comfort in him, even when we might look out at our government and the various agencies of government in our nation, and we might fret or be anxious or fearing man. Father, we are thankful that you have given us your Son who reigns over all of them. And we are thankful that he is sovereignly in control. And so, Father, put away our fear of man and put away our anxiety and put on the fear of the Lord. And we would be faithful and honor his name alone. Father, we're thankful for this church. We're thankful that you bring us to together on the Lord's Day to worship you morning and evening. We ask that you would continue that amongst us for years and years to come, even after we're all gone. That you would grow the church throughout the world, that the gospel would go forth to all nations. And as we'll hear this morning, that all nations would bow the knee, as you promise they will do. And that is our hope, and we have that hope in the gospel, that we not be ashamed of the gospel, but faithfully proclaim it and teach it and tell of it to all that we come in contact with, to be to our neighbors, loving them, even as we would have done unto ourselves. Father, we pray this morning for the congregations that are looking for pastors, especially we pray for Columbia, and ask that you would provide for them. We ask that you would be with the Denison congregation, as they have called Caleb Allen. We pray that you would give wisdom to Caleb and his family about that call. And then, Father, we're thankful that he'll go through the exam process and whatnot. And pray that that would all go well. Father, we do praise you for the Dallas congregation and their calling of Rom, and ask that you would be with him in his ordination service at the end of this month, that it would be a blessing to that congregation, and that his ministry there would be would bear fruit, and you would grow your church there in the Dallas area. And Father, we do pray for our own congregation, that you would do the same, that you would grow this congregation, not just so that we can say we have a larger church or whatnot, but that your church would grow. Even that we would grow to a point where we can plant another church, and that your kingdom would continue advancing throughout not only this nation, but this world. That blessing would be found upon it and not curses and judgment. That you would put off sin from us. That you would make us to be a faithful people. You'd make us to be a holy people. And even of our children and any others who may not believe on you, but they and maybe not have publicly professed faith in you, Father, we ask that you would turn them to yourself. You grant them salvation and grant them to do that which you call them to do, to profess their name before the brethren. And so, Father, we ask that you would bring that for all of our families, even those who have gone far off and become agnostic or atheists and said that there is no God. Father, we even pray for those who have visited us recently, who may visit us in the future. We pray that you would give them wisdom and discernment. Give them faith in your Son and bring them to a congregation where they can join with the body of Christ. And then, Father, we pray for those who are absent today. We ask that you would be with them and strengthen them and bless them. But, Father, we ask that you would bring them back and encourage them to, even through our ministry, through our speaking to them, encourage them to gather together with us, that they not be cursed, that they not be driven off or stumble, but that they would be built up, as we pray for all of ourselves here this morning, that you would be faithful to your promise to bless those who gather for your worship. Father, we ask also that you'd be with our denomination, that you'd make us faithful. That you'd make the church throughout the world faithful to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to the dying and the destitute and the poor and the widow and the orphan. And that we'd minister to them. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Oh, and Father, we do pray also for Tim. Lindsay, ask that you'd provide work for him. Pray for our bodies, that you would heal any who are sick or frail, and strengthen us to serve you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.